This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Allah won't forgive you. Allah won't have mercy upon you. There is no hope. These are words that the devil utters to us on a daily basis. He wants us to lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants us to believe that Allah does not want to forgive us. He wants us to doubt the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Yet Allah, on the other hand, He says, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And Allah wants to forgive you. Allah wants you to turn to Him so that He can forgive you.
وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنْ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى.
And indeed I am the one who forgives again and again and again for the one who turns back to me. And he does some good deeds after that. And then he is rightly guided. This is what Allah is saying to you. And that is what the devil is telling you. The question is, which will you listen to? Which one of us can say that we don't commit sins? Which one of us can say that we don't make mistakes and we don't err? All of us are sinners. All of us make mistakes. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاءَ. Every son of Adam is one who constantly makes mistakes, mistake after mistake. But وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again and again. You see, in today's world, what happens? We are easily tempted by that which is out there. You see zina in front of you. You see khamr and drinking in front of you. You see scantily dressed people in front of you all the time. It becomes difficult for you. You feel your iman become weak. And at times you slip up. You make a mistake. Temptation, you give in to temptation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to turn back to Him. And what of the person who commits a sin, seeks forgiveness, and then goes back to the sin, and commits a sin, seeks forgiveness, and goes back to the sin? He begins to become immune to the sin, such that he says, perhaps Allah won't forgive me. Perhaps I am a hypocrite because Allah is seeing me committing the sin. I go back to Him. I commit the sin. I go back to Him. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi tells us of this man. أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ ذَنْبًا فَقَالَ عَلِيمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. A servant has committed a sin and he knows that he has a Lord who is most severe in punishment, and he knows that he has a Lord who is most forgiving, most merciful. I have forgiven him. Thumma'ad. Then he goes back to the sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats, he says, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدِي ذَنْبًا فَعَلِمَ أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. My servant has committed a sin, so he knows he has a Lord who is most forgiving, and he knows he has a Lord who will take to task for the sins. So I have forgiven him yet again. ثُمَّ عَاد. Then he goes back to the sin. And he keeps doing this until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَعْمَلْ مَا شَاءَ. My servant knows that he has a Lord that will take him to task, that will punish him for his sins, and he knows that his Lord is most forgiving, most merciful. Let him do as he pleases. Whatever he does is forgiven. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that this servant will always turn back to him. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. He wants to forgive you. He's just waiting to forgive you. All you need to do is turn back to Him. And the mission of the devil is to tell you He won't forgive you. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. My dear servants, those who have been extreme with themselves, they've gone beyond the limits with themselves, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins, no matter what they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. You know what is the most important thing? When you commit a sin, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do it as quickly as possible, such that the heart remains soft. The heart becomes soft once again. Because if you leave that tawbah, and if you leave that seeking of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the heart, it develops a black dot that remains. It is not wiped away with tawbah. It is not wiped away with istighfar. And then another black dot develops, and a third, and a fourth, until the heart is blackened. And then it becomes very hard for you to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all that you see in front of you is desire, is lust, is want of this dunya. And it becomes hard for you to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An old man, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَدْ إِحْدَوْدَبَ ظَهْرُهُ, and his back was bent over. He comes and he's walking, and he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, أَرَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ قَدْ عَمِلَ الذُّنُوبَ كُلَّا. Do you see a man who has committed all of the sins, all of them? مَا تَرَكَ حَاجَّةً وَلَا دَاجَّةً إِلَّا أَتَاهَا. He has not left any small or big sin except that he came to it. هَلْ لِذَلِكَ مِنْ تَوْبَةً. Is there any forgiveness for that? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, هَلْ أَسْلَمْتَ. Did you become a Muslim? Did you seek istighfar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you do good deeds and you keep away from the bad, and Allah will replace all of those bad deeds with good deeds. So the man is shocked. He looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, وغدراتي وفجراتي. What about all of my wrongdoings, or what about all of my criminal deeds that I've done? He says, وغدراتك وفجراتك. All of your bad and your evil deeds, all forgiven, all turned into good. And the man says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He turns around and he continues to utter this until he left their sight. Allahu Akbar. Really and truly, Allah is the greatest. You see, previously, there was a man from the people of the past. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the story, so we know that it is authentic. There was a man who had committed a lot of sin. And when he knew that now death is near, he called his children and he said, what kind of a father did you find me to be? And they said, a good father. So he says, look, I have one request, because I've committed too many sins. إِذَا أَنَا مِتُّ فَأَحْرِقُونِي ثُمَّ اطْحَنُونِي ثُمَّ ذَرُّونِي فِي الرِّيحِ. That when I die, get hold of me, burn me, pound me into a fine dust, then scatter me into the winds. فوالله لئن قدر علي ربي ليعذبني عذابا ما عذبه أحدا. For indeed, if Allah gets hold of me, He's going to punish me in a manner that He has punished nobody before. So when he died, this was done to him. فَأَمَرَ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضَ فَقَالَ اِجْمَعِي مَا فِيكِ مِنْهُ. So Allah commanded the earth and he said, gather that which is in you of this man. فَإِذَا هُوَ قَائِمٌ. So there he was standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. He's there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal asks him, مَا حَمَلَكَ عَلَى مَا صَنَعْتِ. What is it that made you do that which you did? So he says, خَشِيَتُكَ يَا رَبِّ. It was your fear, O Allah. I was terrified of what you would do to me, O Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. I have forgiven you. Allahu Akbar. A man who has done all of the sins. In fact, his last deed was a wasiyah to say, you know what? When I die, burn me up. What is that? That's a sin in and of itself. He told his children to commit a sin as he was dying. But why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him? Because he held the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal in his heart. He was scared, he was terrified that Allah would bring him to task. And this is one part of the equation that we don't focus on. It is what earns you the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you realize the azamah, the greatness of the being that you're dealing with. This is your Lord, your maker, your creator, the one who actually designed you and made you. Do you realize whom you're dealing with? It is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And when you realize this and bring this understanding into your heart, then it becomes hard for you to commit sin. And when you commit sin, and you most definitely will because you're a human being, you immediately turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you know you've done something wrong. In fact, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those who commit zina, He says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And those who, when they commit sin, when they have done fornication, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or they have committed any sin, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either before, during, or after the act, they remember Allah and they turn away from it. They turn away from it. Why? Realizing that they've done something wrong, even if it is after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is it that will forgive the sins except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, turn to me, I will forgive you, ask of me, and your sins are gone. Not only that, except for the one who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَآمَنْ, and he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows the Lord that he is dealing with, and he does good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. So those people, all of the evil and bad is turned into good deeds. Imagine getting to Allah on the day of Qiyamah and you expect something else. You expect to find zina and khamr and gambling and all of that which you did of haram. But because you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find there is light and there is forgiveness and there is happiness and there is jannah. What kind of a Lord is this? All we have to do is to turn back to Him sincerely and ask Him to forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to turn back to Him. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.